Let's make a confession over the word of God to make the enemy mad. This is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles with me, please, to Philippians chapter 3. And men, I want you to know that the men ministry is free. Don't cost you nothing. All of the children can be dismissed, maybe dismissed for children's ministry. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Someone can turn me down a little bit. Sounds like it's the house. It may be the things. Get a little feedback from somewhere. Philippians chapter 3. Are y'all there yet? Philippians chapter 3. And I want to read verse 17. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible says, Elder Perlow, can you come in for a second, please? The Bible says in verse 17, and I want to read this in the NIV. The Bible says, brethren, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Just turn me down some, please. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship, thank you so much, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the series of scripture that we just read, we find the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church of Philippi in educating them on how they should be living their Christian life. And the reason why they should be living that way is because there are people out here in this world who call themselves Christians, but they do not live according to the word. Amen? And he tells them to follow his example and the example of other believers, okay? Follow his example and example of other believers who lives according to the word of God, okay? Who lives according to the example that Jesus Christ left for us many, many years ago. Amen? And then he tells them in verse number 18, he says, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. In other words, he was crying when he wrote this letter. Okay? He was crying. He said, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. If you're looking for a title for today's message, it's called Enemies of the Cross of Christ. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And he tells them here in verse number 19, as a result of being enemies of the cross of Christ, he says here, and I'm going to read it from the NIV again, he says here that their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. He said, but our citizenship, he's talking about the ones who live according to the word. He said, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So we see here in the series of scripture that the Apostle Paul's focus is on two different groups of people. Okay? Number one, he's focusing on people who live according to the word. And number two, he's focusing on the people who live according to the world. Are y'all still with me? Amen. People who are living according to the word and people who live according to any kind of way that they want to live. And as he's writing this letter, he's not just focusing on people who are not saved. He's focusing on teachers, false teachers. He's focusing on false prophets. He's focusing on other people, including Christians, who follow these people who are not living according to the word of God. And some of these people who are not living according to the word of God are Christians. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And he is telling them that if you really want to live according to the example of Jesus Christ, because there's a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, be imitators of me as I am of Christ, or he says, follow me as I follow Christ. So he said, if you really want to live according to the example that Christ left for us, he said, you need to follow me as an example, follow other Christians who are living that example, and follow the example of Jesus Christ. Because Christians, there is a belief out there, and it was in the early church, of a teaching called antinomianism. Anybody ever heard of that before? Antinomianism. And Martin Luther King, but one of the early church fathers, they used to discuss that. And the belief of Christian antinomianism is that since Christians are saved by grace through faith, we do not need to follow the moral laws of God. In other words, we don't need to follow the Old Testament because we are saved by grace through faith. And in being saved by grace through faith, they're saying that Christians who are saved by grace through faith can live any kind of way they want to live. They can live in sin if they want to. They do not have to repent of their sins because they are saved by grace through faith. And regardless of how they live, once they die, they will still go to heaven because they're saved by grace through faith. In other words, what they're talking about there, I'm going to bring it to terms that we all can relate to, is once saved, always saved. And once you get saved, you can do anything that you want to do. You can live any kind of way you want to live. You can sin all you want. You don't need to repent, and you're going to heaven anyway. And how many of you know that is one of the biggest lies out of the pits of hell? Are y'all still with me this morning? Now, I didn't say nobody's going to hell. I said it's one of the biggest lies out of the pits of hell. Because that teaching is a false teaching, and the word confirms to us that that teaching is not true. The Apostle Paul addressed that in the book of Romans chapter 6, and I want you to go there, Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I want you to see it. Romans chapter 6. Antinomianism means against the law. That's what it means. Romans chapter 6. Word of Knowledge Ministry is a teaching ministry. We teach the word with simplicity and understanding to help people to realize that they do not have to wait to die to be victorious. God wants us to be victorious on earth right here today. It's a false teaching. Are you in Romans chapter 6 yet? I want you to look at the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans. He's talking to Christians at Rome, okay? He's talking to Christians here. He said, what shall we say then? In other words, he's answering a letter. He said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? In other words, he's saying, just because we are saved by grace through faith, are you saying that we should still live in, we can still live in sin? That's what he's asking them. And then he said, God forbid. Y'all still with me? In other words, he says, by no means. Look at verse number 14. Once again, this Apostle Paul is talking here. He says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. He's talking to Christians. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. He says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? He says, God forbid, or by no means. So in other words, Christians, this teaching back in the day and it's going on today is telling Christians, telling people that once you get saved by grace through faith, you can live any kind of way you want to. You can do the same things you did before you got saved. You can do the same things you did before you were delivered out of darkness into his marvelous light. You can live the same way, and you have, because you have a license to sin. And if you do not sin, you will still go to heaven. And a lot of people, Christians I'm talking about, are living their life today in sin, doing what they want to do, because they think they're still going to get to heaven, and they are taking as many people with them as they can, because people are following these people who are not living according to the word. And that's why Paul says, follow me as an example, follow other Christians who are living according to the word, but do not follow those who are living any kind of way they want to. Are y'all still with me? He said, do not follow them. Amen. In other words, people are in it. Well, let me say this. People who live according to the way they want to and not live according to the word of God are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Well, Pastor, now, how can you say that? How can you say? Well, let me give you some things that represent the enemies of the cross. Okay? They do not take the sacrifice of Jesus Christ seriously. They think he's just somebody who just died on the cross. They don't take his life seriously. They don't take it serious. They believe that faith alone will get them into heaven. Well, I'm saved by grace through faith. Jesus is going to prepare a place for me. I'm going to have a crown. But they do not take their life into consideration. They just think that they're saved by grace through faith, which they are, and they think that that's enough to get them into heaven. Are y'all still with me? They do not, once again, respect the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. They do not respect the fact that Jesus gave his life so that we could have life. They see it as no big deal. I'm saved, me, my, and I, and that's all I care about. Are y'all still with me? Once again, they live any kind of way they want to, but they think they're still going to heaven, okay, because they're covered by the blood of Jesus. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And they are enemies of biblical truth. Pastor, what do you mean by that? They don't believe what the word of God says. They do not trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into their own understanding. They read the Bible to make it fit their lifestyle. Well, the Bible says this, but I think what it's saying is I can do this. Y'all still with me? They come up with their own interpretation of the word of God because they say things like, well, the Bible is all about how you interpret it. Well, that's not true. Holy men was led by the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? It's not about how we interpret it. It's about what the Holy Spirit says about the word. Y'all still with me? But they believe that because they don't take Christianity serious. Y'all still with me? And they try to lead other people. They're in the same path that they're on. Y'all all right this morning? Y'all look like y'all tune in to Channel 10. Amen, amen, amen. And listen, Paul in the book of Philippians, he continues to describe these people. I want you to go back to the book of Philippians. Amen. I'm just trying to help us this morning. I want you to go back to the book of Philippians. He continues to describe these people. Amen. He tells us here in chapter 3 once again. He said these people, in verse number 18, let's read 18 again. I'm reading from King James this time. He said, but for many walk of whom I have told you, and now tell you even weep. In other words, he's crying. He's crying as he's writing this letter because he feels so bad about those people. And then he says, I tell you weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Now look at what he said about them. Verse number 19, whose end is what? Destruction. Pastor, what did that mean? That means that they think when they die, they're going to heaven. Y'all still with me? Yeah. They think they're going to heaven because the Bible tells us in verse 20, it says, for our conversation is in heaven, or our citizenship, NIV, I think it's another translation says citizenship, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto them. So they himself, so they think they are going to heaven when they die, but the Bible says at the end, destruction. Y'all still with me? It's all in their mind. In other words, they profess to be living according to the word. They profess to be following Christ. They profess Christianity, but their life shows something totally different. Their life shows that instead of doing it God's way, they can do it their way. And then they're going to have the nerve to come to Jesus at the end time and try to talk their way into heaven. Christians, how many of you know you can't talk your way into heaven? I can't talk my way into heaven. Now, we got liars out in the world. They can talk their way out of anything. But one thing they cannot talk their way out of is heaven. Well, they can actually talk their way out, but they can't talk their way in. Y'all still with me? But when Jesus comes, that's what these people are going to do. Jesus, I'm saved by grace through faith. I lifted you up. I witnessed for you. I praise your holy name. And you know what he's going to tell them? I never knew you. I never knew you. Well, Pastor, you just making it up. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Go to Matthew chapter 7. They think they're going to heaven. But at the end, destruction. Because destruction is their destiny. Because when they live according to the world, they are following their destiny. At the end, destruction. People say, I'm saved all the time, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And those same people who call themselves Christians, who are anointed and filled with the Holy Ghost, they will tell you, because I used to say the same thing. Y'all still with me? Well, we don't need to go to church. Where else are you going to assemble at? At Walmart? To encourage one another. We don't need to go to church. And their favorite line is this. Well, I can read the Bible at home. Don't you know I used to say that? And did I read my Bible at home? No. That's religious talk. You ain't got to go to church. Them church people. Now listen, Christians, don't worry about church people. Worry about your salvation.
All right, come on.
Worry about your deliverance. You know, a lot of times people stop going to church because they say, well, I ain't going back because I was church. A church hurt. The church can't hurt you. It's the people in the church. Or maybe, I'm looking at the screen, maybe you're just too sensitive. I ain't looking at nobody. Maybe you get your little feelings hurt because you're walking by sight and not by faith. Don't you know Satan will come up with every reason in the world to whisper in your little ears to give you a reason not to go to church? You know, people, Christians, I used to be like this. I'm talking about me. Y'all still with me? People used to invite me to church. I'm coming. Monday, I'm going to church Sunday. Tuesday, I can't wait to go to church. Wednesday, I'm still going to church. Thursday, I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to go or not. Friday, it could go either way. Saturday, I'm not going to church. I need to wash my car. And Sunday, they're showing up. In other words, Satan has talked them out of coming to hear the word of God. See, church is not just a building. It's where we come together as Christians to hear the word of God, because we may be going through something at that particular time, and the answer to our question just might come through the word of God that we missed by staying at home. Pastor, you fussing? No, I'm not. I'm happy. Y'all still with me? And at the end time, when Jesus comes, they're going to be in his face. Jesus, I'm so glad to see you. I did everything you asked. I even witnessed when I was at the mall buying clothes. And he's going to say, I never knew you. Are you in Matthew 7? Look at verse number 21. I'm just trying to help us this morning. Matthew chapter 7. We got to be serious about this thing. Matthew chapter 7. Look what the Bible says here. This is Jesus talking in verse 21. This is Jesus talking. He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is where? In heaven. He says, many will say to me in that day. Y'all see that? Notice what he did not say. He did not say, I will say to many. He said, many will say to me. He didn't say, I will say to many. He said, many will say to me. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. Now, all of a sudden, now he's Lord. All of a sudden, he's our Lord now. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name, we cast out devils. And in thy name, we've done many wonderful works. And then he says, I will profess to them. Notice he didn't say, they will profess to me. He says, I will profess to them. In other words, they said to me, now it's time for me to profess to them about what they said to me. He said, then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Did y'all see that? I didn't make that up. It's written in red. And they tell me if it's written in red, then Jesus said it. See? A lot of people are going to be left behind because of their lifestyle. They call themselves Christians, but they're living according to the world instead of according to the way the word of God tells us to live. And Paul addressed this with tears in his eyes. He was crying because he wanted them not to follow those people, because a lot of people who live that way are leading other people in the same direction. And they think it's okay. Don't you know that you're responsible for your own salvation? Well, you know, Dr. Tutank times five told me what? No. Did what Dr. Tutank times five said, does it line up with the word of God? Doesn't matter what a person's title is. Listen, it does not matter what my title is. Listen, what I want you to do, like the Berean Christians, when I give you something, go home, study the word, and find out if what I told you was true. Can't believe everything people say. People sit in church all the time, and the pastor or somebody say something, amen, you got that right. It's in the book. They've never seen it in the book. Why? Because they never opened the book. That's what religious people do. But this thing is about life or death, blessing or cursing. And the Bible tells us to choose life so that you and your seed may do what? Live. Back to Philippians 3. The people think they're going to heaven, but at the end is destruction. I mean, people spend more time on the internet finding things to fit their situation than they do the word of God. And it's sad. Look at what else he said here. He said, whose end is destruction, whose God is their what? Belly. In other words, their God is their stomach. Well, what do he mean by that? What he mean by that is they are more focused on self-satisfaction than satisfying God. They are more focused on feeding themselves fleshly food instead of eating spiritual food so they can grow spiritually. Y'all still with me? They are more focused on personal gratification than pleasing God. In other words, they're living just like the world, the same way they lived before they got saved. Okay? The same way. Me, mine, and I. What's good for me? I know what the word says, but I got to do what's best for me. No. The best thing for us is to get into the word. Find out what God says about us. Because listen to this. He created us. He know more about me than I know about myself. He know more about you than you know about yourself. He know what your needs are. He know what our strong points are. He knows what our weaknesses are. And he knows that some people just love to make excuses as to why they're not putting God first in their life. Instead of God being number one in life, instead of Jesus being number one in their life, their fleshly desires are number one in their life. They're trying to please themselves instead of pleasing God. Talking about enemies of the cross of Christ. Are y'all still with me? And then what else did he say here? He says, whose glory is in their what? Shame. Whose glory is in their shame. Well, Pastor, what does he mean by that? Well, first of all, I want to remind us that glory belongs to God. God deserves the glory. The Bible tells us that in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, and Ephesians, chapter 3. God deserves the glory. The glory belongs to God. We cannot glorify our own selves. But enemies of the cross, that's what they do. They glorify their own selves. They're being controlled by their own selfish pride. And how many of you know the Bible tells us in Proverbs 16 that God hates pride? Because don't you know that pride have friends that follow it? Pride is a spirit. And like you have friends that follow you, pride have friends that follow it. Because when a person is operating in pride, instead of obeying the word, it's all about me, my, and I. And when pride comes, guess What other spirit follows pride? Arrogance. Guess who else is a friend of pride? Y'all don't know? Lying. Guess what else is a friend of pride? Deceit. Gossip. All those things follow pride. They are evil spirits that Christians follow instead of following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, I told you I'd like to show you scripture so you can see it. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 6. Pastor, turn too many scriptures. Well, don't you know that the word of God is the only thing that Satan cannot stand up against? He doesn't care how much you dance. He doesn't care how much you shout. He don't care how good you sing. He don't care how loud you speak into him. Satan is not worried about that stuff. He's not worried about how much you fall out in church. Satan don't care. He don't want you to learn anything. He don't want you to receive the truth, because he knows that if you receive the truth, then you have something to measure against his lies. Because the Bible says he is a liar and the father of lies, so he don't want us to know the truth. That's why Jesus told the disciples in the book of John, he said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Y'all still with me? Satan don't want us to know the truth. He doesn't care about anything else. He doesn't want us to know the truth. Are you at Proverbs? I know I'm talking loud, but hey, I'm alive. Before I got saved, I was loud, so I might as well stay loud right now. Amen? Proverbs chapter 6. I want us to see this. So we would not be followers of the enemies of the cross. And if we are in an enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ right now, we have a chance to turn it back around and get back on track. Proverbs chapter 6. The Bible says these six things that God hates. Seven are an abomination to him. Do y'all see that? He says a proud look. That means pride. That means pride. A proud look. Look at pride's friend. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. And heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift to running to mischief. You know what? When I looked at that last night, I thought about, when the Bible talks about the whole army of God, it tells us a way to put shoes on our feet, right? Well, what does it say? With what? With what? Elbonjo, can you tell them? Because they don't know. Gospel of peace. Gospel of peace. But people already in pride, they don't do that. What do they do? Well, they do what the Bible tells us here. They are swift in running to start some mess. Instead of peace, mess. They will get your business. They will have a conversation with you to try to pull you into their mess, to agree with them. And then once they leave you, they will run quickly to somebody else to not tell them what they said. They will tell them what you said. Well, I ain't said anything, but they said this to mess up your reputation. People are already in pride, enemies of his cross. Well, let's look what else they do. The Bible says they're quick. He said, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth what? Discord among brethren. In other words, Christians sowing discord among other Christians. Enemies of the cross. Because that's not God's way. That's not the way God wants us to live. And when we are following that lifestyle, which is the way the world lives, okay, we are not following the example that Jesus Christ left for us, which is the Word's way. That's why Paul addressed, focused on two groups of people, the ones who are living by the Word and the ones who are living by the world. And he's not just talking about unsaved people. He's talking about Christians who are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, who are living according to the way they lived before they got saved, and they think at the end times they're going to heaven. And how many of you know they are deceiving their own selves? Are y'all still with me? They are being deceived by their own self. And then he says here we go. He says here in back to Philippians 3, okay? I know I'm going back and forth. He says here, and you don't have to turn up if you don't want to. He says here, their mind is set on earthly things. Their mind is set on earthly things. In other words, they focus so much on what's going on in the world, the natural world, than what's going on in the spiritual world. Their mind is focused on earthly things. And Colossians chapter 3 tells us to set our mind on the things that are above, heavenly things. That's the Christian's way. Set our minds on the things that are above, not things that are in this world or on this earth. But people who are enemies of the cross, their mind is focused on worldly things, earthly things, material things. What can I get? Who can give me something? They're focusing more on receiving than they are giving. The Bible tells us it's more blessed to do what? Give than to receive. But these people want to receive and not give anything so they can take what they receive and go brag about it and tell somebody what they did. I did this. I did that. I got this. No, you didn't do anything. God will allow it to happen for you. God blessed you with it. Sometimes people pray to God and for a new car and a new house or whatever. And God, because they only focus on material things. They don't focus on their Christian life. They want material things. But that's okay. God can bless whoever you want to bless. The Bible says he rained on the just and the unjust. But then when they get that house and they get that car, they call everybody. They have, as a matter of fact, they have a conference call. And they say, look at what I bought. Look at my house. Wait a minute. I thought God blessed you with it. When is he going to get the praise? When is he going to get the glory? I didn't do anything. Not I, but Christ. But people who are enemies of the cross, they don't care about what Jesus did. They don't care about what God did. Once they ask him for it, once they get it, they're like, oh, okay, thank you, God. God, man, let me tell you what I got. Enemies of the cross. Apostle Paul says, don't follow them. Don't follow them, because at the end, their life will lead to what? Destruction. And once again, there are a lot of Christians in this world, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, turning flips in church, and that's okay. But when they get outside the church, it's a different lifestyle. God doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. At the end time, they think they're going to be with Jesus? Go to that place that he prepared for Christians? They'll still be left right here. Like, what happened to Pastor Ron? He was on the stage. I don't see him no more. I'm gone. Jesus came back to get me. I know I saw Elder Bonjour. I haven't seen him. He's gone. But those people, be right here. And how many of you know, when Jesus comes, I do not want to be left here. You think this world is bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I hope you don't get to see it. Are y'all still with me?
You know, the Bible tells us, you know, many of us are familiar with the scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the problem, that's the problem with a lot of people. They're being controlled by their unrenewed mind instead of being led by the Spirit. They're being controlled by the mind. Well, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Well, why are we still conformed to it? You know, people say, well, the Bible says, I'm not of the world, but I'm in the world. And that's true. You can find it in John chapter 15, John 15. You know, so if we are in the world and not of the world, then why are we living according to the world? When the Bible tells us to set our minds on the things that are above, heavenly things. Colossians 3, 1 through 4, for those of you who are taking notes. Why are we still living like the world if we are not of the world and just in the world? Well, I'll tell you why. The reason why people still live like the world is because they have not received, they have undermined and they do not respect Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. They do not respect the fact that he gave his life so we could have life. They think it's just a joke. They don't give him credit. Christians, he gave his life. Okay. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How many of you, you don't have to answer, just hypothetical, will give your life so Pastor Ron can live? I didn't think I'd see any hands on that one. But he gave his life. He gave his life. Someone had to die. Jesus gave his life for you and me. Don't you know Jesus said, no man can take my life. It's in the scriptures. They killed Jesus. They wouldn't have killed him unless God had allowed them to. He said, no man can take my life. I give my life. Christians, he gave it so we could have life. He gave it so we could be delivered out of darkness into his marvelous light. He gave it so we could be delivered into the kingdom of his dear son. That's serious business. No one else in this world. There is no other false god anywhere. Buddha, Socrates, I mean, you name it. There's no other god anywhere who could give their life so you could have life. Buddha can do it. Muhammad can do it. You can do it. It had to be someone who was without sin. And Jesus was the only one without sin. And listen, because he was without sin, he could have lived on this in this earth forever. Why? Because he would have never died. Pastor, how can you say that? Well, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. No sin, no death. No sin, no death. The reason why you and I died today is because of sin entered into the world through Adam and Eve. But guess what? Jesus gave his life so we cannot just have life on the earth, but eternal life with God. I think it's pretty special for someone to give their life so I can have life with God. And one day I can talk to Jesus face to face. Maybe you don't want to see him face to face, but I do. So how can we continue to live the way we live before we got saved? Knowing that the Bible says at the end, there is destruction. Nah, I'm special. And I know that at the end time, you know, God, because he's a loving God. And he the Bible says he is love. And I know that he know my situation. He know my heart. Yeah, he gave you your heart, by the way. He know my heart. And I know when it's all said and done, he's going to let me get up, get that mansion. You're deceiving your own self. I'm deceiving my own self if I think that way. We can't live in the kind of way we want to, Christians. We can't just live in sin and think it's okay. The Apostle Paul told us that. We have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, the example that he left for us. Y'all still with me? People receive salvation, they think that's it. Once saved, always saved. No. Y'all still look like y'all soon tuning into Channel 10. That's trying to help us this morning. So they have undermined the importance of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. And because of that, instead of following the example that Jesus left for us, they're living their life the way they lived before they got saved. In other words, they're doing what they want to do. I'm grown. I do what I want to do. How many know your growth will not get you into heaven? My growth would not get me into heaven. Instead of living according to the word, they call themselves Christians. And I told us once before, and I know some of you haven't been here, be careful of those who call themselves Christians. Because eventually, they're going to tell you out of their mouth whether they are a Christian or not. Now, I'm not saying they're going to say, well, guess what, I'm really not a Christian. No, they're not going to tell you that. But the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth do what? Speaks. And you can tell them by what comes out of their mouth. I like to use this example of an apple tree. Well, let me just use animals. Let's say you have a cat, for instance, that looks like a dog. And that you say, man, you know, you get in, you know how people like the argument. You get in an argument with someone, man, that looks like a dog. That's a cat. No, that's a dog. So now you're arguing about whether it's a cat or a dog. And all of a sudden, that cat, meow. I told you it was a cat, because I don't know about you, but I've never heard a dog meow. So you can't go by what people say. Because Jesus said you can tell a tree by its what? Fruit. Eventually, they're going to tell you by their actions. Why? Because they do the same thing they did before they got saved. But I'm a Christian. I'll be glad when Jesus comes back. I'm so tired of this world. I'm ready to go to my mansion. I don't know. You may not be rushing it. I may not be rushing it. Because we might end up in a place that we didn't think we would go. Are y'all still with me? They call themselves Christians, but they're living the way they want to live. And they're carrying many people down with them. They do the things that they used to do before they got saved. And they think it's okay. And once again, the bad thing about it is that they still think they're going to heaven just because they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They still think they're going. But the end is destruction. And the people who follow them, whoever they are, their end is going to be destruction also. Why? Because they're living according to the world instead of being living according to Christ. You see how this is important it is to come to get the word of God? Yeah. That's why I like Word of Knowledge Ministries. Because, you know, don't you know that in Word of Knowledge Ministries, people are not destroyed for lack of knowledge? Now, I'm not bragging on the church. I'm just bragging on the fact that the word lets us know what's right and what's wrong. Because the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lot of people don't receive knowledge. Why? Because they reject it. We have to know. We have to know. Can't make excuses when Jesus comes. Say, well, Jesus, I didn't know. No, why don't you know? Why don't you know? Well, nobody told me. Y'all have bookstores in your area, right? You have the internet, right? Can you have ordered the Bible? Anyway. I'm just saying what Jesus might say. I don't know what he's going to say, but I'm just, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. They're still living according to the past, but they think it's okay. And the Bible warns us about these people. Let's look at some of the things they do. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm almost done. The clock says I have 9 minutes and 25 seconds. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm talking about Christians. Not just people who are not saved. I'm talking about Christians. They still live in the same way. In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Christians at Ephesus. Okay? He's writing everybody, trying to help them get their act together. He wrote a letter. Look at what he said in this letter. Because they were acting a fool. Just like the Corinthians, doing whatever they wanted to do. Look what he said in chapter 4. He says in verse 29, are y'all still with me? Amen. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your what? Mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18, 21. He says, let no corrupt. Now, I'm not changing the Bible. I would never add to it, but he's talking to people. So right before the word, right between the word, I mean the word let and verse 29, I want you to put the word you right there. Now let's read it again. You let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Notice what the Bible did not say. See, I learned this art years ago. I said, I need to start reading what the Bible does not say, because if I read what it does not say, I can better understand what it does say. He said, you let no corrupt communication. Notice he didn't say you couldn't communicate. He said, but let no corrupt communication. Come on, Christian. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to the sanctified ones. The ones who speaking in tongues. He's talking to those kind of people. Church people. He said, you let no corrupt communication. Well, what's corrupt communication? Well, let me give you one form of corrupt communication. Gossip. Who are you edifying? Who am I edifying with? Gossip. Who am I edifying with telling other people's business? Child, you're right. I know what you mean. No. That's not edifying. But in church, we Christians. Glory to God. Lord, you number one. But we out there, we gossiping. Well, you know, so-and-so did this to me, and I'm just going to let him. Well, go to the one who did it to you. As a matter of fact, go to God first. Ask him how should you handle it. But when you go telling someone who cannot do anything about it, we are sowing seeds of discord. That's not God's way. But then on Sundays, we go back to church speaking in tongues. Ooh, la, 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 yeah. We can fool man, but we can't fool God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But on Tuesday, we spread all kind of mess out there. Talking about Christians. I'm talking about me, too. How many of you know the words for me, too? Whenever I say you, I'm talking about me too. Whenever I say me, I'm talking about you too. One big happy family. Y'all still with me? Amen. Gossip. Telling people's business. You know, Pastor Ron, I don't know who you think. Well, come to me. Don't ask my neighbors. Come to me. Listen, deal with the people you have the problem with. And ask God, how should you approach them? Christians. Look at what else he said. I'm almost done. I got 4 minutes and 58 seconds. Look what he said. He said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And look at verse 31. Let all bitterness, misery loves company.
Let all bitterness and what? Wrath and what? Anger and what? Clamor and what? Evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32, don't do that, but do this. And be you what? Kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have done what? Forgiving you. Because the Bible says that we do not forgive others, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. And we know that scripture in John. We read the scripture in Mark chapter 11. The Bible says we got to forgive. We got to forgive. If we don't forgive others, our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. And we're still walking around with unforgiveness in our heart. And we're praying till we're sweating, asking God for something. And we wonder why we haven't received it. And then we say, well, everything happens in God's timing. That's true. But maybe you're not receiving it because you're holding unforgiveness in your heart. Yeah. You coming to me, asking me for something, and you hold unforgiveness in your heart. You know, not me, but you know, God, amen. And then we get to church on Sunday. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. Chris, I'm just telling you what's real. We can't be like the world. We can't love the things of the world. Because the Bible tells us not to. It tells us not to. So are we following the world's way or God's way? Well, on Sunday morning, everybody following the God's way. But how many know churches don't last forever? I don't know, maybe we should come in and spend the time we spend at home, maybe we should spend it in church. And the time we spend at church, maybe we should spend it at home. Go to 1 John chapter 2. I'm almost done. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. I'm almost done. I really mean that. I'm almost done. 1 John chapter 2. Am I helping anybody this morning? You got to examine your own selves. You know, you can't, you know, I so wish so-and-so was here this morning because that word is for them. No, it's for you. How many Christians say that? Oh, so-and-so should have been here to hear that word. No, you should have been here to hear. Because we always condemning other people. See, if we prayed more the right way, then God would probably reveal some of our weaknesses to us. But what we do, we go to God in prayer and ask him for something. And God, I ask you to bless me. Amen. And then we get away gone. Can you just give God a little time to respond? Like calls somebody on the phone and you do all the talking. Then you say, okay, good talking to you. Bye. They'd be like, I didn't say nothing. Y'all still with me? Prayer is a communication system between God and man. You talk, he talk. You talk, he talk. You talk, he talk. You might not want to hear, well, God, okay, God, nice talking to you. No, you need to stay on that phone until he finished talking to you. Chris, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you what we do. Because we're too religious. And I'm religious. I'm spiritual. But you know there's a thin line between spirituality and being religious? The scribes and the Pharisees, they were religious. They always tried to catch Jesus in the trap. Jesus, Moses said, Jesus said, in so many words, y'all get off my face, man. I'm saying what God told me to say. Y'all said, I'm almost done. Are you at 1 John? John, where I tell you to go? 1 John, chapter 2, look at verse 15. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to Christians. Look at what he said. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do y'all see that? Not just man, one man too. Amen. Amen. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth. For how long? Forever. How many of you know forever is forever? I'm going to share this with you.
and I'm going to be done. I promise you. In 1 Kings, in Mount Carmel, Elisha wanted to show them who God really is. And he told the people, how long are you going to be mixed between two opinions? He said, if God be God, follow him. But if Baal be God, follow him. Christians, we need to make a decision. Who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow Jesus, the Word? Or are we going to follow the things of the world or the people of the world? Who are we going to follow? We can't be, stand to your feet, we can't be double-minded. The Bible tells us in James, we can't be wavering. We need to decide what we're going to do. Make a decision. Either we follow the world or we're following the Word. Once again, there are a lot of people who don't even realize it, but they are following the tradition of antinomianism. They think they can live any kind of way they want to. They can sin. Don't ask for repentance. They think they have a license to sin. And they think when it's all said and done, when Jesus comes back, I'm going to heaven to be with the Lord. This is what I've been waiting for my whole life. And all of a sudden, Jesus is going to say, it, not you. I can see it now. We being in a line. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be this way, but this is what I see. Some people are going to come through. You know how they use in the world, you know, when you like the movie theater. You know, you come through the movie theater, they kind of scan your ticket to see, you know, to make sure that you are that you pay for your ticket. Ding. Ding. Oh, yeah, you good. Dang. And then somebody going to have a ticket that they bought 5 years ago. In other words, that's when they got saved. You can't come in. I see that happening with a lot of us. You know, the ones who call ourselves Christians. And then living any kind of way out in the world. The ones of us who think we're so spiritual but causing all kinds of problems all of the time. Don't be one of those people. Don't be an enemy of the cross of Christ. Let's respect what he did for us over 2,000 years ago. He gave his life so we could have life. Today is a new day. The Bible says the spirit is renewed day by day. Let's start over again, spiritually. And let's get back on the right track. Amen? Somebody give God a hand praise because he's here. What a mighty God we serve.